What the hell are you doing?
Here we go, here we go. Here we go.
You're saying it too early.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go. Here we go into America.
All right, here we are.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Episode 59.
Cup of Jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, Cup of Jokes podcast.
Holy shit.
Yeah, my phone's broke.
So,
man, thanks for listening to us. Oh, we got to shout out some people.
I hope everyone's doing all right on quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine life.
Staying
thug life.
Safe.
Thug life. We got some birthdays to shout out.
Who?
Jesus' birthday was yesterday.
What?
Easter.
Jesus' birthday?
I meant resurrection.
Please tell me that was a joke.
Yeah, totally joking.
Wow.
That's what we do, jokes. Episode 49.
Yeah, jokes. Jesus Christ.
Anyways,
literally.
Shout out to Bajira. You know Bajira, the girl?
Yeah.
It's her birthday.
Oh, no shit. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think she turned 19 or 20 or 85. I don't know. She's old as fuck. Happy birthday to her. And happy birthday to all the people we got in Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan listening to us. Middle Eastern people. They love us, dude.
They do.
Yeah.
They love us.
And dude. Well, we got to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Who?
Clutch Charger and Doritos.
Clutch Charger, the world's we're not sponsored by Doritos.
Turn your phone off.
Charger, the world's thinnest charger, fits in your pocket's pocket.
Yep.
Yep. And playing Warzone with the CEO of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the game's awesome. Warzone's fucking incredible. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play with me? DM. I'll send you my name.
What's your Instagram?
No, if they want the DM Cup of Jokes.
Cup of Jokes official.
Yeah. Instagram. Also, a Raise Energy. They just gave us some more raises. Yeah. We have some funny Raise videos coming out.
Love it. I love it.
So that's great. That's really it. That's all I want to give shout outs to.
Fuck yeah,
and
dude.
Oh my god, I haven't slept in a week.
Dude, I'm scared to be in your house right now because of spiders.
Yep, spiders. And I don't mean like, I'm sure everyone gets like a daddy long legs or a little spider every now and then.
Not this one.
I had a fucking wolf spider in my fucking room.
Jesus Christ.
It was literally where I sleep at night, above my bed, like within, I had to fucking fight this thing to the death. This thing had a dick bigger than mine. It casted a shadow on the wall as it ran.
Go to Cup of Jokes official Instagram. We're going to put up an actual video that Jake took on his phone of the spider. And I tell you right now, it will freak you the fuck out.
Yeah, man. If you want, just look up a wolf spider. This was a full grown motherfucker.
My biggest fear is spiders.
It was insane. And I couldn't just smack the thing with a shoe because it was too quick. Plus, it might have had babies on it.
Dude, it would have fucking laughed at you.
Yeah. It would have been like, what the fuck? This is my house, bitch.
It would have held up its fucking claw, paw, yeah, or whatever.
If I wasn't single and I had my girls, that spider would have fucked my bitch. You know what I'm saying? That spider. And it was the worst because it was at 3 in the morning when I discovered it.
Oh, dude, imagine if you went to sleep and you wake up, that thing's on your forehead.
All I have to think is Call of Duty Warzone. That's the reason I didn't go to sleep with it in my room. That night, I was up until 3:30 in the morning playing video games like a fucking loser.
So wait, you're facing your TV and it was behind you, kind of.
No, I have a side room. I play my video games.
Yeah, okay.
And I walk into my bedroom. It was 3 in the morning. I was right dead ass. I was ready to go in there and jerk off and call it a night.
Yeah.
Pass out. I walk in there with a chub ready to go, and I just see this giant. Imagine your hand on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Just a white wall with a blackish brown spider on the wall. And I jumped and I was like, yo, fucking Joe is an asshole.
Because you thought I was pranking you.
I thought Joe put a fake fucking spider on my wall.
Yeah, you call me at 3 in the morning. I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then it starts fucking moving. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I had to, I've never been this much of a bitch about bugs in my life, but it freaked me the fuck out.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. This was ridiculous. This was the biggest. You sent me the picture and I was freaking out.
Yeah, this spider was paying rent. That's how big it was. This motherfucker. Yeah, this dude. Like, in the crazy part is wolf spiders, when they have kids, they travel with their babies on their back.
Yeah, and if you kill it, you smack it, they spread everywhere.
Yeah, it's not like those little ones where you pop and it's hundreds, but it might have had spiders on its back. So instead of just letting it live, or smacking it with a shoe, I trapped it in my bathroom. It was so big, it couldn't crawl under the crack of my door. That's how big this fucking spider was. And it was trapped in my bathroom all night.
And
I came back and sprayed the motherfucker. And I have a video of it, and it's beautiful.
Check it out on Cup of Jokes official Instagram. We're gonna upload the actual video. And dude, it is fucking freaky, man.
Dude, what if I was jerking off and it crawled out? Would you finish?
No, my boner.
Like, if you were mid jerk and you look over and there's a giant spider, I probably would have been like, ha, fucking Joe's pranking me.
I would have.
Right as I nut, it moves. What if it dove on my dick and then I had a spider hybrid son?
And bit your dick?
No, it like absorbed it and I had spider kids.
I don't know.
If my dick was Spider-Man? That's it.
I don't know, man. I'm freaked out just talking about it. I really am. I don't like it. I don't understand how people have pet. There's people in the world who have tarantulas.
Yeah. I'm sure when you're around him enough and you realize, oh, they, because after killing this thing, I like looked it up. I felt so bad because wolf spiders don't even fuck with humans. Like they won't hurt. It's just I couldn't live knowing that thing was in my house. Mm-hmm. In that it could potentially have babies all around. So I killed it and I sprayed the fuck out of the house, like everywhere. And I found like probably 7 dead spiders. So if I didn't kill that thing and spray everywhere, there would have been so many spiders. No, you're good, dude.
I'm looking around the room because if one walks out now, this podcast is over.
Yeah.
I'm jumping through the window.
Uh-huh.
I hate spiders. That's my biggest fear in the world.
What?
Spiders.
Spiders? I thought it was flying.
Flying and spiders.
What about flying spiders?
I don't even want to talk about it. If spiders flew, you meant I would.
They have jumping spiders. Dude, yeah. A lot of people think like if they see a spider, it's going to jump at them. 9 times out of 10, well, no.
The videos that people put up.
Well, there's only. Oh, yeah. They have those ones that scare you. Yeah. The jumping spiders are so small and they're cute. Dead ass, they're cute.
What the fuck?
I'm going to look up a jumping spider and show Joe.
Oh, like I'm going to look at the spider and think, oh, that's cute. I want one. No.
I swear to God, you're going to be like, that's a. Well, when you look at it, it doesn't look cute. But when you zoom in and see it, it's like this cute little furry dude.
Is there like cute music playing?
No.
Is that why?
Cute spider. And it's real, dude. I swear.
Let me see your definition.
Look at this little fucking see. Guy.
All right, that is kind of cute.
It's a cute little spider.
What's on his head? A bubble?
Of water. Yeah, it's water.
Oh. I would still kill it.
Yeah. If daddy long legs and crab spiders, I never touch. Like if I found one daddy long legs in the corner of like a room, I'd leave it alone because it eats pests and shit. But this was like, imagine you're just hand crawling on the wall. I shit my pants. Yeah. I didn't go to sleep that night.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm.
I would move out.
I was dumb as shit. I emailed an exterminator at like 4:35 in the morning. I was like, there's a spider above my bed as big as my fucking hand. I need you.
I thought you were as big as my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was terrifying, dude.
I hate the movie Eight-Legged Freaks.
Oh, that's so... Yeah, it is kind of creepy.
Could you imagine like spiders are that big?
Yeah, I honestly have been thinking about that. Because that night I went to sleep and I woke up and I have like this black decoration on my wall. It says welcome and yeah. The W. I was like, is that a spider? Is that fucking another one?
You ever and seen spiders in Australia on the ground?
Yeah, that was about as big as one of them. The biggest one that's around is the Goliath bird-eating spider.
Did you just make that up?
No, look it up. I'm very fascinated.
The Goliath bird-eating spider.
It eats birds. That's how big the fucking spider is, Joe. And there's a little bug right
fly.
There.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's about, imagine like 3-4 times the size of that wolf.
Fuck
spider.
That shit.
Yeah, dude. Goliath bird eating spiders, they got fucking dongs.
I don't want you to look it up right now.
Why?
Because I want happy thoughts.
All right, happy thoughts, man. Fucking speaking of happy thoughts, Warzone, bro.
I don't know anything about it.
I play Call of Duty Warzone all the time. Well, you know what? This thing was almost as big. Goliath spider versus wolf. Because they have fights in the wild.
Yeah, I don't want to. We're watching spider videos right now. I just want, like, put on. Can you put puppies on or something?
You want to watch a spider eat a puppy?
No, I don't.
I'm kidding. But yeah, it's literally, I just looked it up. Wolf spider. Imagine a tarantula just, like, fucking crawls out from behind your bed. That's literally what happened to me.
If I had a shotgun, I'd shoot up my whole
fucking... I literally was about to ask my roommate to use his gun to shoot this thing.
There's going
to
be just bullet holes everywhere.
Yep. You thought the spider...
Is that a fucking spider or that?
Yeah, my roommate opened the door. My Joe thought the spider opened the door.
Jesus, bro. Anyways, Trump's going to win 2020.
Yeah, fucking... Why did Bernie drop, dude? That fucking sucks.
Bernie Sanders dropped out. Joe Biden sexually assaults woman.
What?
Yeah. That's
are you dead serious?
Yeah.
Is it like proven or is it just like they're throwing it out
there? This girl's got a lot of evidence. She said like, yeah, he assaulted me on a campaign years ago or whatever. And
oh, this is recent. This is old creepy Joe Biden.
Yeah, so.
This isn't like frat boy slaying poon with on his dad's money boat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Just people got to accept that Trump's going to win, you know. It's fucking 4 more years of him. What are you going to do with your $1,200? Trump's sending out $1,200, a stimulus package. What are you going to do with your $1,200?
I'm giving it right to my landlord so I don't have
Who's
to worry
your landlord?
About my roommate Reed.
He's your landlord?
Yeah, he owns the house.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
so
that.
I'm literally just getting, it's going to cover me 2 months of rent. And
that's
I'm not
cool.
going to have to worry about it.
That's good.
So I don't have to even think about paying rent for 2 months. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's very helpful.
Yeah.
But I read a thing online. It gave a breakdown how other countries are helping.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share this on the Papa Joe's too. It was like one of the countries was like 90% of salary for 2 months, 80% of salary, $2,000 for $2,000 a month for the next 2-3 months.
Yeah.
And then America, a $1,200 stimulus check that you might get this week. A one-time check. It was like, what the fuck? Why?
Oh, man, I can't wait for it.
And they're bailing out everything else before they take care of the people.
Yeah, big business.
It's crazy as fuck.
Big businesses and everything.
Well, it's obviously more complicated than we understand, but you give the people money first so they can calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Businesses can relax and understand shit's going to come.
Yeah. You know, I've realized for like single people too is like, think about like if you're a girl and you're single, you're a guy, you're single. When you get out of quarantine, like you're allowed to go out, mm-hmm. think about how fucking horny you're gonna be.
Oh, there's gonna be another baby boom.
There's gonna be nines fucking twos. That's what I'm saying.
Nines fucking take me a second. Nines banging twos. But dude, maybe we'll produce babies that are immune to corona. What if two people that have corona fuck,
and it's the gut kid comes out and it's like a baby from The Hills Have Eyes?
No, it's just immune to corona.
Teenage Ninja Turtle. Okay, what
you're
were you gonna
fucking
say?
Idiot. No, comes out like with corona already, but it lives with it and it's fine.
Then we're fucked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, we're not. If we use them as a vaccine, if you have corona, I'm a doctor. Fuck someone else with corona.
I don't know, man. Fuck. Shit's crazy. People don't realize like what people who are living in this shit, like it's like people don't, I don't know. Because the last crazy virus was 1917. Like
yeah.
103 years
well ago. Isn't it supposed to like hit us right now, go away, and then come back twice as strong or something?
I don't know. They're talking about like if they reopen the country in a month, it's just gonna be like another swing.
No fucking way they're opening it in a month.
Yeah.
No goddamn way. We haven't even tested everybody.
My yet. Brother thinks everything's gonna be locked down till the end of June.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you were still. Well, think about lockdown right now. You're at my fucking house.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about them
like,
laws.
No, it's not a lie. It's only.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like we talked about this a little bit on the last podcast. Like for quarantine, like I was expecting like you leave the house and there's National Guard like waiting out there like state your business
like by your mailbox.
Yeah, well, that's not by your mailbox, but like blocking the roads. But it's yeah. like. Everyone could still, if you need to get food, get food.
I would still go get scratch-offs.
Like, we don't get paid for this yet. Like,
nope.
This isn't our job.
Oh, no, we get paid.
What?
Raise energy drinks.
We get free drinks and free chargers.
We get paid.
Okay. Whatever Joe wants to say to make him help him sleep at night. But fucking, like, mm-hmm. This is an essential thing for us. We got to keep a business, potential business going.
Yeah, this is
so
our
we
podcast.
Can do this shit. We're allowed to do it.
We got
to
let the people know in Iraq and Afghanistan how we're doing in America.
But they could just look. Oh, yeah, you can't even watch the news, dude.
Yep.
Fox says one thing, CNN says the other thing, and then they just butt fuck each other and they keep yelling.
You know what I'm sick of?
Stupid.
I'm sick of these celebrities, like, in their mansions. Like, it's so tough for me. My swing pool.
You guys need to stay inside. Why is it
theater.
That hard?
My
we don't have a fucking
theater.
Basketball, fucking full court basketball set up in our backyard, fuckface. Like, what do you mean?
Ellen DeGeneres is like in her mansion. Like, that's mm-hmm. oh, man. It's like fucking, it's like, she compared it to like, oh, it's like fucking so lonely in here. It's like, oh, man, it's so stressful. I'm like, you bitch, you live, your house could fit in our fucking city. It couldn't fit in our city.
Yeah, because it's too big.
Fucking bitch.
What? No, Ellen was just so nice.
No, she's a bitch.
What? I like her. Ellen, my name is Jake Ricca, and I think you're cool.
I don't like her.
All right, that's Joe Sensabella.
Only because she's like...
That's only half a cup of jokes.
I forget what she compared it to. It's like, oh, man, it's so stressful. It's like, oh, she said it's like prison in here. That's what she
said. Oh, my. She compared it
yeah,
to prison?
She got, yeah, and Twitter put her on blast, bro.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
You need to chill the fuck out, lady.
Yeah, she was like...
Multi-millionaire.
And then they showed her fucking mansion on Yahoo, like pictures of it. It's like, oh, yeah, fucking looks like prison, Ellen. Like, bro, her house is
huge. I was walking around here like, I can't go anywhere. I feel like it's prison. Then I thought about it. It's like, nah. Prison is if we were in a room half the size that we're in right now.
You wouldn't fit.
And we weren't allowed to fucking leave.
You wouldn't fit in a prison.
That's prison. And it's not even your house.
Yeah.
You're in someone else's house with guards that make fun of you and are probably racist and shit. Like, that's prison.
Yeah.
And you go out and you go shower. When I shower, not once have I ever thought, wow, someone might butt fuck me right now. But in prison, that happens a lot.
Oh, dude.
It's dead ass scary. Dead ass scary.
You would get a lot of action in prison. You would like fuck a lot of guys. Me, I would get fucked.
I would?
Well, you're a big buffy guy.
I don't think I would fuck dudes, though. I'm not into that.
Well, like, no, who's going to fuck you?
No one. I just won't let it happen. Well, I don't want to say that now. God forbid something happens. You're going to be like, I heard that podcast. I'm going to fuck you in the ass. Like, seven dudes hold me down. But it's like, I don't know, man. This shit happens, though. It's for real. It's scary.
There are some... I think I would go in jail and just, like, immediately just start sucking dicks.
Just suck dicks?
Just to get it out of the way.
What?
Just, like, I'd fucking bite one off. And then rumors would spread and be like, no, don't go to his cell.
Yeah, dude, he'll lure you in and he'll bite your dick off.
Don't go to his cell at night. Like, wow, he bit off a dick. Oh, fuck. Stay away from him.
You know Nasty Fred? He's got no dick now.
Yeah, dude. Anyways. So, sucks, dude. You know what else is pissing me off?
What?
Fucking girls who fucking go on TikTok and just fucking pose in their ass and then just 300,000 followers later.
I enjoy watching it, but then you see it's like... And then,
so
like,
stupid, though.
I just don't like it because they're very arrogant about it. They're just like, oh, my God.
Look at my ass. Follow me on Instagram.
If you admit what you're doing, then yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, I work hard on my body. Look at my body. This is all I want to be known for this. But if you do that and then you go to be like, I'm so talented and I can't believe I'm not getting the respect that I deserve. It's like, bitch, you're asking for this.
Yeah, I hope she gets eaten by
a spider. What you want us to hear your opinion?
Nope.
You haven't said three words for the past year and you have almost a million followers for just shaking your ass.
Yeah.
And you expect guys to not be pigs towards you? Like, what? You're literally attracting that type of dude. If you want to attract someone that's not a douche or not a pig, then fucking, I don't know, have an opinion or a fucking other talent that isn't just shaking your ass.
As soon as I, like, make a TikTok where I put up, like, an exotic video of me and, like, my dick having a bulge, it gets taken down.
Why?
Because you... Girls like bulges.
What?
Bulges, dick. Dick
do
bulges.
They? Yeah. Girls like girls like dicks?
Kind of.
Oh, girls are gay, dude.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, me either, man.
Dude, you remember... What's like your memory of fifth grade? Besides, like, large.
I was bigger than my teacher.
Oof.
Like, literally, like, a physically bigger man.
Did you do this? Oh, wow. Did you do this when you got new clothes? You got back from Christmas break.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody gets new stuff. So, you'd go to the pencil sharpener, like, five times to, like, show off your new shit.
No, because I'm not a fucking asshole, and I wasn't old enough to think that way. I forgot you were 17 in fifth grade, so you were like, I want these bitches to see me sharpen my mechanical pencil. I bet you broke pencil sharpeners.
Like, I would get, like, new collared shirts, and, like, a couple of the guys would, you know, go, because our pencil sharpener was in front of the class, so all the girls would see, like, oh, man.
Did you guys, you had to wear collared shirts, right?
No, like, on certain days, like Friday, we'd wear, like, a collared shirt, like a class thing.
That's dumb.
It was fucking, it was stupid.
For some reason, in middle school, we had to wear collared shirts, so everyone would wear, like, two, three shirts under it.
Really?
That was, like, the thing. It was, so everyone wore Dickies and, like, two or three shirts under it. It was like, if you didn't do that, you were a fucking idiot.
Oh, like, man.
It's so dumb. I don't know why no one did that.
I remember.
Or why we all did that.
We had to wear, if we wore, we had these purple collared shirts, and there was, like, a, like, say there's seven fifth grade classes.
Yeah.
So whatever class had the most people wear the shirts, they want ice cream that day. And I remember I didn't do it, and people were so fucking mad at me.
She didn't get ice cream?
Yeah, because we lost. We lost by one. It was my fault.
Yeah.
Everybody looked at me like, fuck you, Joe.
Fucking idiot.
Because I just didn't like doing it.
Joe, literally, you could have went, when the fuck did we get ice cream?
Yeah. It was so annoying. I was like, man, everybody was pissing me. Nobody talked to me that year. It sucked, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
And I remember, you remember Heelys?
How could I forget Heelys, dude?
They came out in 2000, so I was like in fifth grade or some shit. And this kid, I wanted Heelys so bad because this kid, he went to sharpen his pencil, and he wheelied to the pencil sharpener. And I was like, whoa, dude.
That dude's a badass.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, he got a hand job after school that day.
No fucking way. So that's the Heelys?
Yeah. Damn. Fucking, I remember Amber. This girl Amber jerked him off.
Are you dead serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went home and I was like, Dad, I need the Heelys. I need the Heelys.
Now. And bitches love Heelys.
They were like $75. And he's like, you want wheels? Yeah. It's a fucking bike. Go get the bike and fucking go. And I was like, come on, man.
You know what I always wanted to buy Heelys for? A dude in a wheelchair.
It's fucked up.
No, dead ass.
Why?
Because he won't have to lift their feet anymore.
That's true.
And they're just fucking heel. That'd be so cool.
When you dated girls,
Not even in a mean way. It'd just be dope.
No, but like when you dated girls and they slept over, do they always put their leg on you?
Yeah.
Like middle of the night, they're just, that happens to every guy. because that's like a girl's thing to do. That's why I.
Well, if I'm not like cuddling them, I usually get like they'll roll back and be like, "Meh."
Well, my fucking girlfriend, she always puts her leg on me, but she has like a long leg, so it's like a tree trunk on my leg. So like, my thing is like, if I. What I'm trying to say is, like, I want to date a girl with no legs.
With no legs. Like, yo, dude.
Like, little Lieutenant Daniel. Come here, Lieutenant Daniel.
Hell yeah, fucking. Dude. It's like the fucking street joke challenge.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, we did a street joke challenge,
hell
dude.
Hell yeah. You want to tell your street joke here?
I'm trying to think.
A quick one?
What the fuck was my street joke?
I'll tell mine. Try to
tell yours first. Tell yours first, and I'll remember it.
So we had to do, there was a street joke challenge, and it's basically you had to go into the street and tell your favorite street joke. For those of you who don't know, a street joke is like, I walked into a bar, and I said, ow, because you hit the bar. It's like a stupid little cheesy joke you heard. You know, mine was, so there was a dude running on the beach. He was a lonely guy just taking a run and stroll on the beach, and he comes across this girl with no arms or legs, and she's crying. And he's like, oh my God, what's wrong? She goes, I don't want to talk about it. And he's like, what's wrong? No, you could tell me. Are you crying because you have no arms or legs? And she goes, no, I just don't want to talk about it. And I was like, just tell me. She goes, okay, well, I've never been fucked before. And he goes, oh my God, what's your lucky day? And he walks over, picks her up, and throws that bitch into the ocean. And he goes, now you're fucked. You laugh tracked it. You laugh tracked it. God damn it, I hate you.
Live audience in the living room we have.
Fucking hate you. Unbelievable. So much. So that's what a shitty street joke is. Some goofy stuff.
Yeah, man.
A little misdirection, kinda goofy, kinda fucked up, but whatever.
Yeah, like
you remember yours?
Yeah. Mine was my dad told it to me like I think when I was like 6 or 7. I don't know. Basically a guy walks into a bar and he goes up to the bartender and he's like, hey man, can I get a beer? Anything but Bud. So the bartender brings him a beer. A couple minutes later, he finishes it. Bartender comes over and he's like, hey, you want another beer? He goes, yeah, anything but Bud. Bartender brings him another beer, finishes it. And then the third time he comes over, he's like, you want another beer? He goes, yeah, man, anything but Bud. Now the bartender starts to wonder. He's curious. He's like, well, what's the deal with Bud? And he's like, oh, man, you know, last time I was in here, I had 11 Buds. And I went home and I blew chunks. And the bartender's like, oh, well, you know, anybody who had that amount of Buds would go home and blow chunks. And the guy's like, yeah, you don't understand, though, man. Chunks is the name of my dog. So it's a little.
That was way better than mine.
it's you gotta like follow it.
It's just simple misdirect.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Just some little interspecies erotica, a little bestiality.
I thought it was the funniest shit ever.
It's fun.
And I just want to wonder like who like the original writer of that joke would probably was like I guess when Budweiser came out.
It's just some shit. So
it's probably like the 70s or the 80s. I was like, damn, that's really funny.
It's a bunch of recycled bullshit misdirections. That's fun though.
But yeah, man, I like it.
Yeah, man.
And like another
one. You never told me. What are you using your stimulus check for?
Oh, dude, I'm fucking getting scratch offs.
You getting scratch offs?
Yeah, dude. Wait, hold on. Let me do it. Yeah, we'll wrap. So yeah, dude, I've been splitting $30 checks or $30 scratch offs with my dad. So $15 each. And with the last three we've had, we've won $100.
Did you do that math in your head?
Yeah.
Holy tough. Shit.
So, anyways. Doing right now. I got a $10 scratch. I'm feeling lucky. Feeling like this one's
gonna
win.
Joe's gonna win.
Yeah, I know.
You know, normally I'm not on his side, but
we need it.
It'd be cool if he won, you know, because then he'll just Well, you guys don't know Joe as well as I do, but whenever he gets a lot of money, he's very dumb with it and just buys people shit.
I'm very generous.
Yeah, let's put it that way. He's just like, Joe's like, anytime he gets handed money, he's just like, ah, fuck, let's get rid of it. He throws it away.
I got a winner.
He already got a winner. So Joe's a good friend, good person to be friends with when he's rolling like on a high.
Rolling on
winning.
A high.
But whenever he's poor, it's just like, yo, man, you're gonna eat half of that meal you're in the middle of eating? No, why? Are you hungry now? No, I was gonna take it home and eat it later. It's like, what the fuck,
dude? Yeah, I've lost and won so much money.
Yeah, so how about just save it instead of buying scratch offs? You can though.
That's, I'm on a hot streak, baby.
You won twice? Or just once?
No, I'm saying like I'm on a hot streak.
You know, how many? What? I thought you haven't gambled in so long, dude.
I know.
All right, you already got one winner. How much?
The fuck?
$4.
You won $4?
Yeah, that can't be right.
Times 100, dude. No way you just won 400.
$8?
Oh, it's two times?
You can't win $8.
Says who?
That's a $10 scratch off.
$10 scratch off.
But if you get that, somebody win.
Scratch under, there's more. What? You might be able to win more. Scratch under that four.
No, there's not.
What does that say?
Four. This is weird.
It should say like two times or something.
That's weird.
Well, all right. Well, Joe's gay.
Yeah, I'm gay.
So you're just going to keep buying losing scratch offs?
No. Anyways, a couple jokes. Episode 58.
Popping
off.
Are you going to go blow another dog?
What?